Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Are you ready to get started? I hope so, because we are barely, but we are ready. We were having a good time before the show started, but we are ready to begin the program. I've got a great show for you today. Before we start, before I kick it off with prayer, I just want to share a few thoughts. I was driving up today asking the Lord, hey, Lord, what should I talk about today about prayer? Or, you know, and the thing he placed on my heart, I want to share this with you, is there's a good chance right now you're going through something. You're struggling. You may even be looking at a hopeless situation in your life. At least in your mind, you might think of it as being hopeless. The Lord said to us many times throughout the pages of the Bible, be not afraid. Why, you might ask? Why should I not be afraid? Well, he makes it pretty clear, even though it's hard to remember this. Several times he said, do not be afraid. Why? Because I'm with you. Not because you won't have problems, but because I am with you, and I am bigger than any problems that you may face. I would just ask you to keep that in mind today. We're going to pray right now, but it's very easy to lose sight of that fact, that the Lord is with you. That doesn't mean you will not have problems. We will all have problems, but with him by our side. And there is nothing that we can do to make him go away from us. We can ignore him, we can turn our back on him, but he is still going to be there. He's with you right now. No matter where we are, he is with us. That is an incredibly uplifting thought. So let's keep that in mind. And as we pray today, let's recall that he's standing by and he's listening to every word that we say. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, sometimes we don't know what to say to you. But Jesus came to earth to show us you, and he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Well, we read about the things Jesus said and he did. We get to see him, we get to receive him with the Eucharist. We want to get to know you better, Father. We know that you love us. We know that you care for us. And just as we act with the ones we love, we know that you wouldn't do anything to us or let anything happen in our lives that somehow couldn't benefit us in some way. Help us to understand that today. Help us to feel your love. Give us the strength to make it through this day. And help us to stay on the path, which will one day, with your help, lead to eternal life in heaven. We lift up our problems. We give them to you because we know you care about us. That's what we're told in 1 Peter 5:7. You want us to share our anxieties with you, to cast them on you because you care about us. Well, that's really good. Thank you. And I ask you, Father, to speak through us on the program today so that your message can come forth from our lips. And of course, let us all, even us here in the studio, be open to what you have to say. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
David Parker, good morning, my
Gary
brother in Christ.
Hey, thank you, Gary.
You know, I was thinking about that today.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. You and I, off the air yesterday, were talking about prayer, and anybody listening to the show, you don't realize what goes on here. Well, it's a good thing you don't realize sometimes. But honestly, Dave and myself, we are really keyed into the guests we have. I mean, we are really benefiting from some of the guests we have.
Oh, absolutely.
We are very much listening to the gospel message. We're listening to the music. And we have a lot of conversations off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we talked about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I mentioned that I heard Father John Ricardo one time say that most of the times when he prays, he doesn't feel anything,
mm-hmm.
which is an incredibly uplifting thought. But here's the interesting thing. I'm driving home from the studio yesterday listening to Fathers Know Best here on mm-hmm. Holy Spirit Radio at 10 a.m. Who was on but Father John Ricardo? And what does he say? It's that broadcast that I heard a long time ago. He said he was talking about prayer. And it's great the way the Holy Spirit works like this.
Absolutely.
And Father was pretty much saying, how do you pray? What do you say to God? He said, well, just don't say the same thing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to him like you would a regular person. And then he talked about what I just said, that most times when he prays, he doesn't feel anything. He said, we shouldn't pray Because it makes us feel good.
Exactly.
Because then we're using God. Mm-hmm. We should pray because we love God and we realize that He wants a relationship mm-hmm. with us. Dave Parker, that's an amazing thought.
Yes.
God created you and me mm-hmm. just because He wants to love us and have us love Him in return. He exactly. cares about us, Dave,
exactly.
individually.
Yeah. The bottom line is exactly that. Gary, I was driving up this morning thinking about that yesterday. Mm. And sometimes I have the radio on, and I turned it off so I can have better prayer. And then I was thinking...
Interesting.
Well, and you know, because I usually say Our Father and the Hail Mary yeah. and everything. And I'm thinking, I want to switch it up, Lord.
Neat.
I want to talk to you. I also talk to Him. But I said, I really want to talk to you. And then I was just silent driving up. I didn't turn the radio on, any station, anything. Yeah. So to that point... I wasn't feeling it uh-huh. as much today.
Interesting.
So the Holy Spirit is working.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit is working. And that's another, I'm glad you brought that up because Father mentioned this too. He said that there are so many books about prayer. He said, how do you pray? Well, he said, the first thing we need to do eventually is shut the book, right? Because, and I see the same thing. And this is our goal here. Our goal here is to talk about Jesus, to play music that draws you closer to Jesus, to bring in guests that will help you get closer to Jesus. And we want you to listen to us, but you also, at some point, need to go off by yourself and talk to Jesus.
Absolutely.
We're here to give you the ideas, to inspire you, and we love doing it, but then do as Dave said. Sometimes go offline mm-hmm. and talk to the Lord and put these ideas into practice. And, mm-hmm. you know, the Holy Spirit moves us to pray in different ways. Sometimes it is formal prayer. Sometimes I love the Our Father and the Hail Mary and the Glory Be mm-hmm. because it helps to form my spiritual life.
It can focus us.
Right, because sometimes I don't know what it is that I'm supposed to say except give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. But sometimes it's good to pray a prayer like the Our Father, where
Absolutely.
We recognize our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Praise you, Father.
Amen.
You know, instead of just asking for things. yeah, but he
Amen.
Wants us to ask for things. And, of course, the petition in the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Obviously, Jesus gave us this prayer. He wants us to ask him for mm-hmm. things. But he also wants us to know how we're doing. He wants to know how we're doing.
Exactly.
If you're scared, if you're worried about something in work, if you're having a struggle. When I used to work as a computer programmer, there were many times where I said, Lord, help me to figure out this problem I'm facing mm-hmm. at work. He wants to hear all these things.
Exactly. Yeah. I was just thinking, sometimes we're in our prayer, in our asking, sometimes we get, maybe we have to not say anything. We ask, as Gary said, I mean, shut the book, close our, you know, stop the radio, turn off the radio, and just be in a passive, receptive mode, not always saying, Lord, I want to hear from you. Well, let him hear from us. Let us hear from him.
From him, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
As Father Larry Richards likes to say in his very soft and gentle way, how does he say it? Just shut up. right? That's when you're talking to God.
Yeah.
I mean... I got to love Father Larry. But, you know, and certainly right now it sounds ridiculous that we are saying sometimes you have to go offline, sometimes you have to turn off the radio. But, yeah, that's what we believe. I mean, mm-hmm. listen to us. We're going to get you fired up. Spend a little time at some point during mm-hmm. the day talking to the Lord, putting this into practice, and you will see a change in your life over mm-hmm. time. You're going to get to know him.
Yeah. Well, Gary, I was thinking the radiothon last week. And then we really laid it on the field, left it on the field,
yep.
too. And we were talking about that, too. I mean, it was high energy, but then it's draining, and we need to recover. In a way, that's what we do. Our prayers can be high energy, but then let's just relax and listen for him. Listen to him.
Right.
That still small voice.
Right. And, right. Yeah. And you may say, and again, Father Ricardo mentioned this yesterday, I just love listening to him. That he is such a good speaker.
Yes, he is.
He was saying, well, people say, well, God never speaks to me. And he says, well, open your Bible. And, you know, in a few minutes, we're going to read the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
God will speak to us.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
You know, he's going to speak in a different way to each of us. The gospel passage is the same. We're each going to get something slightly different out of it. Very quickly on the program today, Deacon Keith Strom will be here. He wrote a book recently for Our Sunday Visitor. The book is Jesus, The Story You Thought You Knew. Dave, mm-hmm. This is a really good book. And then our friend Kate Wicker will be here to talk about her book, Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. I really love Kate's take on motherhood because a lot of moms think that they have to be perfect. And social media is responsible for much of this. Kate's here to tell us you don't have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. You just have to do the best job you can.
Exactly.
Right? That's our motto here, Parker.
I agree.
We don't try to be perfect.
I've been past perfect.
Yeah, we're way past perfect. All right. The weather, current weather at the Philadelphia International Airport, 72 degrees under overcast skies. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 66. Thursday, sunny with a high near 77. At the moment, in Quakertown, 64. In Coatesville, 67. And in Pendel, it's 72 degrees. All right, today's gospel. Now, the Lord is about to speak to us, so let's listen. Mm-hmm. Today's gospel, Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack, nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. Dave, the mission of the apostles is to go out, preach the good news. And of course, the church teaches that we are all called to share in that mission. Jesus is emphasizing the need for divine providence to the apostles. Yes. In other words, guys, don't depend on yourselves. Mm-hmm. Take nothing with you. People, I will let people provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he also warns them that not everybody is going to accept your message. Just because you have the authority to cast out demons and to heal people, and he's giving them that authority, right, in his name, he's saying not everybody's going to welcome you.
They're not going to accept the message.
But that's not your problem.
Exactly.
And Dave, I think
that's my problem. Let me handle it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. As Father Mitch Pacwa would say, and he said on many occasions, he said, conversion, that's God's problem. He's management. He said, me, I'm just in sales. That's not my problem. Right? And really, that's...
I love that. That's
but that's so, what we're called to do. But sometimes we take it personally when somebody rejects us. Well, look at all the times Jesus was rejected. Right? And he calls us to go out and plant those seeds and let the Holy Spirit water those seeds and make them grow.
And he gives us the courage, I mean, to get out there because to be rejected over and over again, that's...
Right.
You know, we know that hurt. I mean, that can hurt our ego and all that. But we're not doing it for our ego. We're doing it for him.
Amen, brother. All right. We are fired up. This is going to be a good show today. I'm excited. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jesus, the story you thought you knew. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 27th. Today we celebrate St. Vincent de Paul. The deathbed confession of a dying servant opened Vincent's eyes to the crying spiritual needs of peasants in 17th century France. Until then, Vincent was a priest living a rather comfortable life. A wealthy friend helped Vincent draw together a group of missionaries who came to be known as the Congregation of the Mission, or the Vincentians. Members took religious vows and devoted themselves particularly to the poor and to country people in general. Over time, Vincent established groups to bring spiritual and physical relief to the poor and the sick of each parish. Out of these groups grew the Daughters of Charity. He also invited the wealthy women of Paris to fund his missionary projects, founded several hospitals, collected relief funds for the victims of war, and even ransomed galley slaves from North Africa. At the same time, he gave retreats for members of the clergy at a time when there was much laxity, abuse, and ignorance among them. He also established seminaries and was a pioneer in clerical training. The patron of charitable societies, including, of course, the St. Vincent de Paul Society, died in 1660 and was canonized in 1737. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers & Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is SomeZim.com.
You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. Dave, stop dancing. If you could only see Dave Parker dancing. And I told him, I said, Dave, I'm not going to keep your microphone on. So he has no way to make any comment about this. All right, no, he's back on. Dave,
hello.
You were amazing. You got to sit down and calm down, all right?
All right, phew.
That was a really good...
You instructed me to bust the move.
That was a really good song. That's the first time we played that. That's Learning by Jason Gray. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak. I'm excited now to get to speak with the author of the new book, The Story, Jesus, The Story You Thought You Knew, from our Sunday visitor. Deacon Keith Strom joins us now to talk. He's got some surprising news about our relationship with Jesus. Deacon Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. Deacon, I love the book.
Oh, thanks so much. It was just a blessing to be able to write it.
You know, let's talk about it. Let's explore this a little bit more, because I am a cradle Catholic. And for years, I went to Mass every week faithfully. But I'll tell you, Deacon, I didn't know Jesus on a personal level until not that long ago. And sometimes when I go out and speak and I talk about this, the importance of, as Catholics, getting to know Jesus on a personal level, I'll get pushback. And some people will tell me, well, what are you talking about? We have the Eucharist. But in your book, Deacon Keith, you mentioned that even daily communicants, some daily communicants, don't know Jesus as well as they should.
That's, you know, your story, too, is not uncommon in the Catholic world. I'm also a cradle Catholic, had a similar experience. The reality is that Christ invites every person into a deeply personal relationship in the midst of his church. So not just Jesus and me hanging out, you know, forever by ourselves, but together as a body. And the Eucharist is really an expression of that deep communion, but the graces of the Eucharist really require an openness of heart, which comes from an awakened faith, which comes when the gospel message is heard and responded to.
Deacon Keith, I want to stop you there because you just said something incredibly profound, and I believe St. John Paul made that same statement, that when I receive the Eucharist, there's an infinite amount of grace possible for me to receive, but my lack of openness to receiving that grace can actually block the grace, can it?
That's absolutely true. The sacraments aren't magic. You know, they require disposition and an openness of heart.
Wow. That's an incredible statement. And, you know, what would you say to someone? I want to talk a little bit about the book as well, but just to someone who says, I don't know Jesus as well as I should. Something's missing. Where do you even start, Deacon?
You know, I think that kind of conversation happens, you know, beautifully in a relationship. And so where I would start is their experience of life. I would actually start walking alongside of them, talking with them, and just get to know what they've experienced and where they are. I think Pope Francis has this incredible call for us to go out and accompany people. Yeah. And so I think that we don't just discover Christ in, you know, always in a corner by ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's really alongside of each other.
Wow. Let's talk about the book now. Jesus, the story you thought you knew, the story of Jesus. Most of us know the story of Jesus, the life of Christ, what he did. We know the story from the gospel. But in your book, you mention that this is a story not just to be read, but to be encountered. Talk a little bit about that, if you could.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a lot of us know facts about the life of Jesus, and a lot of us know the progression of the life of Jesus, but the radical nature of the incarnation, that God became man for us and for me, that is an entirely different way of experiencing the story. To know that we were created for relationship, that the Father desires to be in relationship and built us for that relationship and created the whole universe, that's radical news. And once we begin to really hear that, that changes who we believe we are. It really does shift our identity because we are sons and daughters created for relationship.
And that's a very easy concept to overlook. I mean, you know, we hear it so much, God loves me. But if we really thought about it, if we really thought about how powerful that is, that he loved me so much that he sent his son to become human and to suffer and die and to rise from the dead for me. That's incredible. And also, he wants to enter into that relationship. And through Jesus, we are able to enter into a deep relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's an amazing concept, one that we can overlook. But if we do overlook that, we are missing something. Deacon Keith, the book, what was the inspiration for writing the book?
Well, I travel all around North America, really, and I do parish missions and lead retreats. And over and over again was just discovering men and women who were really hurting in their life. These were Catholics who were faithful Catholics, some of them, like we mentioned, daily communicants. But what they were experiencing in terms of their faith and relationship with Christ, their life was, they were really bound up and hurting. And the gospel message really is the key. And what I discovered was most Catholics have not heard that core gospel message in a way that is accessible to them and in a way that they are invited to make a response. And so I thought there's an opportunity here to just get it out in printed form.
The fact that you refer to the gospel not being presented or not being heard in an accessible way, I totally agree. We hear these stories. Today we just read on the program, the Daily Gospel, where Jesus sent out his apostles, you know, warning them, like, not everybody is going to accept the message, guys. But we often look at the gospel as really just a history lesson or a history book, a series of facts, not realizing that the Lord is speaking directly to us, correct?
That's absolutely correct. One of the things that's beautiful about Scripture is that it not only speaks about who God is, but it speaks about who we really are in relationship to God. the fact that I'm son or daughter is a radical revelation. And it's one that we sort of overlook. And I know in my own life, I felt like sort of God kind of tolerated me. And so if God tolerates me, what does that say about who I am as a person, as a creature, as a human? And so to know that God loves and created us for love, that means that my identity is radically different than what I would imagine it to be.
We are talking with Deacon Keith Strome about his book, Jesus, The Story You Thought You Knew, from our Sunday visitor. Deacon Keith, we have about 3 minutes left in this segment. Can you just maybe give us a brief overview of what we can expect in the book?
Sure. The book takes actually the great story of salvation, and it sort of divides it up into acts or chapters, if you will, going from the creation all the way through the fall and the coming of Jesus and his resurrection, death, ascension, and that invitation to relationship. And then each of those chapters has a kind of personal reflection, so individuals can read and really pray through the acts of the great story. And then also a group question. So if you want to go through it with a group of people, a Bible study or faith sharing group, it's possible to wrestle with that together.
And I really enjoy the questions. I'm looking at the book right now. One of the questions that I just happened to run across, I would put this out for our listeners to consider. You say, if you encountered Jesus standing right in front of you today, what would you ask of him? Boy, that's a deep question, Deacon Keith.
I tried. One actually that's emerged out of just my work with Catholics all across North America.
Wow. And that's something we should all ask ourselves. And I think, unfortunately, certainly the Lord wants us to ask for material things. I think a lot of times we neglect to ask for spiritual gifts, don't we?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We're bodies and souls, and so we require all of those gifts.
And one of the things I've learned in my life is that if somebody listening might have this same desire, I want to pray more. I want to get to know Jesus more. I want to care more about Jesus more than sports on TV. I think that's something we can ask for. Lord, help me. Help me to care more. But I think, Deacon, we're afraid to say that sometimes. We're afraid to say, Jesus, I don't trust you. Or, Jesus, help me to want to pray more, because we don't want to offend him. But let's face it, he already knows anyway.
He already knows, and that's the place he wants us to go, that place of radical honesty.
Yeah, and that's... I'm sorry.
God is truth.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. God is truth. So to kind of understand that and to live in that, that's a real moment of encounter.
Amen. And he wants that openness, because that's when the relationship really begins to grow. We were chatting with Deacon Keith Strome. The book is Jesus, The Story You Thought You Knew. Deacon, where is the best place we could go to maybe pick up the book online?
You can pick it up online, I'm sure, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but, you know, Catholic bookstores as well.
Yes.
Carry it, you know, anywhere that our Sunday visitor sells books, but it's easily accessible.
Very important to remember our Catholic bookstores. A lot of people are out there really putting it all on the line for the Lord, so if you do have a Catholic bookstore in your area, don't forget. But we will also have the information about the book linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Mm-hmm. Deacon Keith Strome, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Thanks, Gary, for having me. It was a blessing.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Deacon Keith Strome, Dave Parker, man.
Absolutely.
This is turning into a hot show.
It is.
We are just the instruments, brother.
Yeah. We're the conduits.
That's right. Coming
Jesus,
up next,
Lord.
Kate Wicker, Getting Past Perfect. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The authors of the Republican effort to overhaul the Obama healthcare law acknowledge they don't have the votes ahead of a critical end-of-the-week deadline. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they haven't given up on changing the healthcare system. McConnell says for now, the focus will turn to tax reform. The U.S. federal government has dispatched large numbers of personnel to Puerto Rico to help with the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, and local officials have praised the response. But many across the island say they have yet to even see anyone offering aid from the local or federal government. And the latest Fall 40 Days for Life campaign kicks off today. This is the biggest campaign so far since the national launch 10 years ago. There will be vigils in 375 locations nationwide. 40 Days for Life President Sean Carney says we see so many attacks against human life, marriage, and the family.
We have these beautiful freedoms in this great country to go out there and pray and be a witness to hope and defend the family. So I think it's definitely been encouraging to see, and despite 4.5 decades of legalized abortion, we see so many more people pro-life now than ever before.
The fall campaign of 40 Days for Life runs from today through November 5th. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
We are live on location from St. Hubert's Catholic High School for Girls in Northeast Philadelphia.
We are live at the Man Up Philly Catholic Men's Conference at St. Joseph's University.
We're at the dining car doing a remote broadcast today. Gary Zimak along with Frank Eliason. We are live at Lansdale Catholic High School this morning. We have a really tough job today. We are live on location coming to you from the Marianne Pastry Shop in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
We have a lot of fun at Holy Spirit Radio. Part of the recent technology upgrades we have done is the ability to broadcast from anywhere, anytime. We now have the ability to show others living the faith each and every day, whether it is from their school, their business, their church, or other Catholic events they are part of. If there's a place where you would like us to broadcast from, please email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you and God bless.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Father James Keller founded the Christophers in 1945, he chose as our prayer the beautiful words attributed to Francis of Assisi. I'd like to share them with you now. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Truth is harder than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a heart that loves to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do, bring your brokenness and If we're honest,
and welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That was Francesca Battistelli, If We're Honest. Boy, think about that sometimes. Our relationship with the Lord will grow if we're honest with Him. So today, try this. I know it feels really weird. Share with Him all of your thoughts. If you don't trust Him, tell Him you don't trust Him. As we were just speaking with our last guest, we were just talking about this. Tell Him you don't trust Him. Tell Him you want to desire to spend more time with Him. You know, you might not have that desire. Guess what? You're not fooling Him. He knows. He wants you to be honest. You be honest with Him, and your relationship with Him will grow exponentially. All right, now we're going to talk with our guest, the author of Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood. Kate Wicker is a regular guest on the program. You can find her online at katewicker.com. Hey, Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Doing great, Kate. Today we're going to continue our discussion of your book, Getting Past Perfect, How to Find Joy and Grace in the Messiness of Motherhood, by Ave Maria Press. First of all, Kate, before we get into the specifics of Mom the Martyr, messiness of motherhood, that's not what I see on Facebook, Kate.
No.
Every mom is perfect.
I know. It can put a lot of pressure on us, can't it?
It really can. And that's why I think it's great that you wrote this book and you come on the show with us to let moms out there know that you're not expected to be perfect. I think that's a very uplifting message. People need to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a critical message for the beginning of time, but I think right now with all the social media, like you said, and this pressure, I talk about it in the Mom the Martyr chapter, to shine the outside cup. You know, what is the world seeing? We're so focused on it, and our culture's expectations for success and happiness are pushed, you know, to this extreme high level, and then it's perpetuated on social media, when you see the homeschooling mom of seven doing every liturgical craft for every season she can, meanwhile she's baking homemade bread and kneading it with perfect little clean hands next to her, and you think, my goodness, and you look down at your own children's hands. This actually happened to me this week. I looked down at one of my daughter's hands. I said, "What is that all over you?" And she said, I was playing with the pecans from our pecan tree, and for some reason they stained my hands, and I can't get it off. So I had to send an email to our teacher at our parochial school and say, just a heads up, we do wash my children's hands. They are stained with something we cannot get off.
Oh,
you know? So those fast and rosy moments, though, I do try and share some of them. Of course, I don't want to air all my dirty laundry either, because you don't want to embarrass your children,
right, exactly,
or, you know, put it out there.
Exactly.
So that's the thing, is we're trying to put these, and I think our intentions are good. We're trying to savor the good and memorialize the beauty and things like that. But it can just be overwhelming when you're looking through this perfect feed of, you have to think of it as a highlight reel.
Right.
It's not what's going on behind the scenes. And we all have those dirty hands and those dirty closets, some of the messier side of motherhood to deal with.
Right. Now, Kate, in the chapter that we're discussing this week, Mom the Martyr, you mentioned mothers are exceedingly important. We're nurturing souls for Christ, building the church, as well as serving as Christ bearers in the world. That's quite a message. And you also state, as mothers, we are not called to be subservient martyrs for our families. What's that all about?
Well, you know, just last night I was at this meeting for my school, and we were talking about how we need to encourage volunteers more and have more parent involvement, and, which I think is wonderful. But I raised my hand as the voice for overwhelmed mothers everywhere, and I said, I agree that we need to be involved with our children's lives, but I see so many moms now, especially moms who are trying to be open to life and have these big families, and they are even annihilating self-care in order, I mean, I'm talking basic needs, to serve their children and serve their families, whether they're homeschooling, whether they're volunteering. I mean, one of the moms in this meeting said, I spend 30 hours a week up at the school volunteering. And I just, wow. I thought about my Nana, who has passed away, but who had 9 children, and they all went to private Catholic school. They played sports, but she was not involved like that. She wasn't room mom where she had to decorate 12 cupcakes to look like cute little caterpillars or whatever. And not that there's anything wrong with that if you enjoy it, but if it's causing hidden resentment, if it's affecting your relationship with your husband, your relationship with God, if it's taking away your inner peace and you are just becoming, here we are, these women in this world, in America at least, if we are free to do all these things, mm-hmm. and yet we're acting like slaves.
Wow.
So often, because we're so involved with everything from parenting, and sometimes we just have to take a step back, and it's good for our children to see. School projects are one thing too. Who cares if your child's project doesn't look incredible if they did it themselves?
Mm.
Take a step back. Maybe you have to help buy them the supplies, but then let them learn from it, from doing it. You know, you don't have to make the paper mache White House with them for their project. Like, mm-hmm. they can figure it out of toilet paper rolls and glue.
Right.
So I think that we can be, like I said, just become slaves to parenthood and motherhood.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of potential consequences. One really interesting thing is when I once wrote a pro-life article, I had someone comment afterwards and say, you know, my mom did choose to have me out of wedlock when she was younger, and she let me know every single day what a burden I was.
Whoa.
And that's why this woman said she was pro-choice. And that saddened
wow.
me so much. But then I thought about, I don't think most Catholic moms would do that, but what we do is we serve and we serve and we serve and we give to our children. And sometimes our children can sense the burnout. They can sense the exhaustion. And so they're going to be thinking, gosh, I don't want that for my life. My mom is always exhausted. She does nothing for herself. So I think you have to take a step outside and think, are you being a joyful mother? And if you're not, if you're serving so exclusively, what can you do to bring that joy back so your children see that, yeah, there is messiness. Yes, motherhood is a sublime vocation that requires some sacrifice.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be this non-person who's just sort of stumbling through life, you know, giving and giving and giving. You're emptying yourself to be filled with Christ. You're not emptying yourself to get accolades on social media or to the point of burnout.
Great point. You know, Kate, I remember going on a retreat one time, and we have about 3 minutes left in the segment, but I want to touch on this because the priest who was leading it said, you need to take care of yourself first. And he said, I know that sounds really, it makes you feel guilty, but in order for you to go out and take care of others, such as your family members, you need to make sure that you are nourished too. Do you think a lot of moms struggle with the guilt about taking care of themselves?
I do. I think they think when I say to take care of themselves that I mean like daily manicures.
Yeah, right, right.
Any of us are going to do that. When I say take care of yourself, I mean go on a walk early in the morning if you can.
Yeah.
I mean eat healthy food. I mean pray. Spend time in prayer. I mean read a book if that's something you enjoy. Find activities even. I remember when I was a young mom, I tried to do the activities that all the moms I admired did. For instance, like really extensive crafts, and I wanted to strangle someone. The mess,
wow.
I mean, the glitter everywhere really stressed me out.
Yeah.
So then I realized, what do I enjoy? I enjoy being physically active. So you know what? My kids and I, let's go play with a ball in the yard. So find what you enjoy that's going to, even if you can't get away from your children, because sometimes we don't have family nearby, we can't take those breaks, but find something that's going to bring you joy. And don't turn self-care into a competition either. Because I think that's easy to do, too, because I was a long-distance runner before I had children, and then I got back into it,
mm-hmm.
and I started pushing myself so hard, like I wanted to win first, and then I thought, what am I doing? I'm not an Olympic athlete. This is supposed to be self-care,
yeah.
and now I'm turning it into some psycho, you know,
once-again thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so you just be careful to find something that I like to color, and I'm not particularly good at it, but coloring has been such, even before it was in vogue to do the adult coloring books,
right.
I colored with my children, and it is for nothing other than therapy for me. I'm never gonna, I mean, one of my little ones said, you should sell your pictures on Etsy. No one would buy my coloring on Etsy, but that was really sweet of them. But I just do it for myself,
yeah.
and it's relaxing. And my kids, I fooled them into thinking that I'm spending time with them when really because they color next to me. But really, it's great. My chief therapy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Kate, I want to thank you for joining us again. You're helping moms out there to remember that they don't have to be perfect. God doesn't call any of us to be perfect.
No.
Where can we follow you online? Can you remind us?
Sure. I'm online at katewicker.com. I do a lot on Instagram these days, so that's at Kate Wicker. It's the same, just my name, the hashtag. I found that part of my getting past perfect is realizing that I can't always write these long blog posts right now in this stage of my life.
Right.
So I can do little snippets on Instagram here and there, and I really do try and keep it real.
Yeah.
And then my book is available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, any most Catholic booksellers, and through Ave Maria directly, and also through my website if you want an autographed copy.
Awesome. Well, Kate Wicker, thanks so much for spending a little time with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, too. We'll talk to you next time. That was Kate Wicker helping us to get past perfect, but she keeps it real, Dave.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we cannot serve the Lord as He would want us if we're, you know, stressed out.
That's right.
And tired. You know, we're not doing, we have to rest.
That's
it's
right.
It's okay to take care of ourselves.
All right. On that note, Dave, let's take a break.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Take a break. All right. Recharge.
When we come back, Be Not Afraid Bible Verse. Stay tuned. Dave and I are going to relax for a little bit.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
Need a lift? Gary's got you. The uplifting way to get through the day. Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
I can barely stand right now. Everything is crashing down, and I wonder where you are. I try to find the words to pray. I don't always know what to say, but you're the one that can hear my heart.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. That was Broken Hallelujah by The Afters. I'm Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. Great to be with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. The time right now is 7:52. Let's take a look at our Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day, John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And whoever believes in me will never thirst. Dave, wow. This John chapter 6 is what's known as the Bread of Life Discourse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those of us as Catholics who believe in the Eucharist, that chapter sums it all up.
Absolutely.
That is, it's very hard to deny the real presence of Christ when you look at John chapter 6 mm-hmm. in the Bible. I mean, it's all there.
True.
I am the bread of life unless you eat me.
Yeah.
Unless you eat my body,
yes.
drink my blood, you
exactly.
cannot have eternal life. I mean, that's the Eucharist.
Yes.
That's the basis for our belief
exactly.
in
there
Holy Communion, in the Eucharist.
It made me think right away what we were talking about in the break, like and earlier. Like, what if God appeared, we appeared face-to-face
yeah.
with God here, not after death, but and then what? How are we going to handle that? This is a perfect Be Not Afraid. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. And if when we're in his presence, that's what we were saying. Like, hey, we may not want to ask him for anything because we'll be at peace.
Yeah, yeah. You said that on the break, and I think that was a really great point. We talked about with Deacon Keith Strome, one of the questions in his book was, if Jesus appeared in front of you, what would you ask him?
Yeah.
And during the break, you mentioned to me, we were talking about, hey, what would we ask him? You said, you might not ask him anything just
yeah.
because his presence might have a St. Peter moment when he was up on the mountain in the Transfiguration
yeah.
where he said, no, this is great. I don't want to leave.
I don't want to go back down the
right,
mountain.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know, Dave, I think the critical thing for us to remember is that Jesus is available,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst of whatever we're going through. And again, I'm going to go back to the Eucharist. As a Catholic, I can have his real presence in my life in a very special way. Certainly,
mm-hmm.
he's present spiritually wherever I go, but I can go to my adoration chapel. I can go to a church
mm-hmm.
when he's in the tabernacle. I can receive him in Holy Communion, a daily mass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really Jesus.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Say, yeah. Oftentimes in the men's Cabrini group, I mean, we talk about going to adoration and encouraging that. But I mean, and some of the guys I know, and you just go and sit in silence because
yeah.
you are in the presence of the living God,
yeah.
our
yeah.
Savior. And well, yes. And we just, sometimes it's so humbling, so humbling.
And sometimes people are afraid of going to our Lord in adoration because they don't know what to say. But as you just said, don't say anything.
Yeah.
You can if you want, but just sit there
yeah.
and give it time. You know, adoration sometimes takes time for you to really appreciate it. I found at the beginning, I would go and spend time with our Lord, and it drove me crazy because I'm used to doing things, and I thought, oh, I got to say something else.
What our brain, our mind's always working. You know, what am I doing next? Where am I going? What do
right,
I have to do? Blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. You know, slow down.
But over time.
It helps me to slow down.
Over time,
totally.
We have to remember, and this is like, Dave, we're type A people. We like to do things. But over time, we forget. If we're in the presence of the Lord, he's doing work too. He's
mm-hmm.
sharing himself with us, even though like it doesn't feel like
mm-hmm.
it. So over time, you want to be spending time with him.
And I just had a thought. He's outside of space and time. He,
yeah.
he is with us everywhere all the time. It's us. We have to go to him. We have to realize that. And when we do, we can be in his presence, in adoration,
mm-hmm.
in the Eucharist, right here at Holy Spirit Radio,
mm-hmm.
where two or more are gathered, and he's with us. Yeah,
dude, we're on fire today.
Right.
What's going on with us? You said you weren't awake earlier before we started the show. You're awake now, my man.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, brother.
Dave, tomorrow on the show, got a good show. Catherine Zeltner will be here from EWTN Pro-Life
awesome,
Weekly
awesome.
As part of our Thursday Pro-Life segment. Also, we'll be joined for the first time by author Jeannie Ewing. She wrote a book called From Grief to Grace.
Oh, yes.
Can't wait to talk with Jeannie. We've corresponded online, but I've never actually had the privilege of speaking with her. So she's going to be on the show tomorrow to talk about how we can move from grief to grace. Friday, we're going to do a best of show because I am headed to Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be flying at the time of the program, leading a retreat there, a Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat all weekend
mm-hmm.
at Washington State. And then I get back very, very late on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
so we'll do a best of show
mm-hmm.
on Monday as well.
Yes.
You know, honestly,
speaking
Dave,
of rest, folks.
Right? I mean, sometimes
yes.
I would do this show every day without fail. I love it. Dave loves it. But we need to rest sometimes,
and recharge.
We just have to, and we recognize that. So,
great call, Gare. So, and have safe travels. Although, we'll be here tomorrow.
That's right. God willing, as they say.
God willing.
Right?
Yep.
Very quickly, Dave, I was listening to the news briefly on the way up. Mm-hmm. The Phillies, with their victory last night, and I thought this was really funny. I mean, talk about looking at the glass being half full. The Phillies avoided a triple-digit loss season by their victory last night. I mean,
yes.
You know.
Let's look at it in reality, as it is. Go ahead, Gare.
No, I was just going to say that. I guess that's a way to put a positive spin on it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
they're
rebuilding.
Could have been better. They're rebuilding.
Maybe next year. Isn't that always, maybe next year?
Yeah.
But always build for the future. Good, good recruiting, everything else. And what can I say? We can pray for them. Okay.
Nah. No, we like,
Gary.
No, listen, I'm a Philly guy, I'm a spiritual guy, but I'm a Philly guy.
Yeah.
We take pride in complaining about our teams. I've done it for years. See, you're from Erie. You don't get this.
I'm still learning.
When our teams do well, what do we say? Oh. Yeah, that's now, but just wait. They're going to...
Well, they need us here.
I love being a Philadelphia sports fan. That's right. We're going to be positive.
We're going to change that attitude,
I'm just kidding around. But, Dave, it was great to hang out with you today.
Likewise, Gary.
To listen to some great music, to uplifting music. And I'll tell you, we are doing things here on Spirit of the Morning. This is what we do here is not done anywhere else in the country on any other Catholic station. I travel a lot, and I know that. This mix of top Catholic guests plus the top Christian hits. These are top Christian hits that we play on this program, plus the gospel. This whole package. Dave Parker, you put it all together.
Absolutely.
Nobody else is doing this.
Exactly.
Nobody else has a Dave Parker on the air.
Nobody
just
else has
alone.
A Gary Zimak. But, I mean, it's the Holy Spirit putting us together. And Frank, who is traveling and,
always with us in spirit.
Always with us in spirit. But yes, the combination that that started last October 10th. And guess, we're coming up on anniversary.
We sure are. Don't
keep
tell
us
me
in prayer.
Don't tell me what you're going to get me for my anniversary. Surprise me, okay?
I've been thinking and praying.
All right, that's our music, brother. We got to hit the road. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Just make sure you turn around
pray
and say hi. God bless you. This is Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. See you next time.
See ya. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit communicating